7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on Lance State Radio Network, I actually didn't come in. I was listening to the Keep the Heads Ringing. I hadn't heard that in a long time. Dr. Dre is truly a genius. There are some people that are really good producers, and then they're geniuses. Dr. Dre is a genius. Kanye West is a genius. Jay Dilla was a genius. Rest in peace. Pete Rock is a genius. I think DJ Premier is a genius also. Swiss Beats, Justin Blaze, you have like 7 or 8 guys. These people are literally brilliant. If they weren't doing music, they would be running some Fortune 500 company somewhere. These guys are brilliant. They don't think like us. They think differently than mere mortals such as myself. Back on Lanch J Radio Network, Sirius XM channel 141, HUR Voices, Sports Talk and Entertainment Excellence. This is going to be a short segment. I've been gas bagging about politics on the show. So this is a short segment because I got to get to the break. But I just want to talk about with college football starting, and we saw last week Georgia Tech pulled an upset on Florida State. It's funny because Coach Norvell a few games ago was 13-0. And supposedly going to the college football playoff, misses the playoff. And rightfully so. Just they were not picked because this is, as I said, this is a TV show. Nobody went to see Florida State's backup quarterback in a college football playoff. So he misses the playoff. Half his team quits. They play Georgia and get beat by 700. So you're going into the offseason after going 13-0. You get absolutely poleaxed by Georgia. Then you come out right out of the gate. You fly all the way to Dublin, Ireland, and you lose to Georgia Tech. And Coach Norvell is back on the hot seat. It happens that quickly. And you have some interesting games. Last night, you had the Colorado, North Dakota State game. Deion's at war with the media. This weekend, you have, I think, the big marquee game is Georgia and Clemson. And Clemson's going to give Georgia a game. Clemson is much better. We forget that Clemson won 2 natties. I know that Dabo Swinney is a little bit of a spanky. And his insistence of not acquiescing and understanding the new world order, getting into the NIL, getting into the transfer portal, as much to the detriment. But Clemson, last time I checked, they have a whole lot of mother bleepers in the NFL. And I don't think they're going to beat Georgia, but I think they're going to give Georgia everything that they want. And this will be a very interesting season because you don't have to go 12-0 anymore. You don't have to win your conference championship. I can see teams like Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia, who are expected to win 12, 13 games. I can see them resting players and preparing for the playoffs. It'll be a different atmosphere. Every game doesn't count like it used to, but then everyone has an opportunity to make the playoff if you're an upper echelon team. So that one loss, if Michigan gets blown out by Texas, you have young quarterback Orji. If he's not any good in week 3 and they get blown out by Texas, they still have a chance to play Ohio State. They still play Oregon. They still have a chance to fight their way back in. They could be 9-3. Be the 12th seed and do a lot of damage in the playoffs. I don't want Mason Graham getting his mitts on my quarterback. So it'll be a very interesting college season, but I'm just telling people, continue to follow the money. Continue to listen to people that are still upset about NIL and still upset about the transfer portal and still upset that the players have some value and are actually getting paid and say that the players should be happy with their scholarship, where everyone knows if you go to Georgia or Clemson or Ohio State or Michigan or Alabama or even play for Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss, if you're at USC, if you're at Oregon, you're not there to study molecular biology. You're not going to have time to be pre-law and go to the labs. You're there to play football. You're there to train for the NFL. You're there to compete for national championships. If you go to Liberty, if you're at Coastal Carolina, then yeah, maybe you can be a doctor one day, because the stakes are different. But the concept that these young men, mostly of the African-American persuasion, should not be driving Lambos, should not be getting Birkin bags for their girlfriends, should not have endorsement deals with Nike and Adidas and Under Armour, is just preposterous. And I'm continuing to be on my soapbox for politics, because one of the fundamental things that makes the United States a great country is free market capitalism. If I produce something that's of extreme value, I can get paid. Rather I'm 7, rather I'm 19, rather I'm 70. So it doesn't matter if it's the little kid on YouTube that has his own Lego channel that's making millions of dollars teaching other kids how to build Legos, or if it's Elon Musk. In every walk of life in America, people who are elite, and your slot receiver that is averaging 22 yards a catch at your favorite college is elite. That's an elite athlete. The guy coming off the edge getting 17 sacks this season, that's an elite athlete. The quarterback who runs a 4-3 and has a howitzer for an arm, that's an elite athlete. The shutdown corner, that's an elite athlete. Everywhere else, those people are getting paid. But it's very interesting that there's a cohort of Americans that don't believe that these young men who are elite, who are putting their bodies at risk. We just saw, unfortunately, a young man passed away playing high school football, had a traumatic brain injury. We also saw Damar Hamlin of the Bills basically die on the field and have to be revived. We know what people are risking to play football. These men should get paid. And just watch and listen. Jot down. Just do a quick snapshot. Who are the people that are against this? Because it's usually the same people. Lance J Radio Network.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
What is your honest perception of just a circus? I don't care about your politics and who you're going to vote for, but just what's your perception of just all of this political theater?
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
We're so screwed.
We're doomed.
We're
either.
So screwed.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain.
Social injustice.
Racial inequality.
The marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition.
Overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own.
Creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital.
Putting our health in our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
Power to the patients.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
I have moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now there's Skyrizi.
Things are getting clearer. Yeah, I feel free to bare my skin. Yeah, that's all me. Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin. That's my new plan. Nothing is
everything. Keep your skin clearer with Skyrizi. 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. Of those, nearly 9 out of 10 sustained it through 1 year. And Skyrizi is 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
I see nothing in a different way.
May increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or coughs, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Ask your dermatologist about Skyrizi.
James Lewis.
Don't ask me for any GoFundMe stuff. Don't. If you're not, you know, if you're my family, if you're my people, if we're crew, if your kids are my godkids, my nieces, my nephews, then that's different. But if I don't know you like that, don't ask me for money. If you just because you went to church with me, don't ask me for money.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I'm talking about you tools that are out there trying to raise money so your kids can go to Spain for the summer or Australia. Or you're trying to send your kid to some type of basketball camp so they can work on their broke three-pointer.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.